That was a bit embarrassing, sir. I'm afraid the girl may have noticed what happened.
Well, you shouldn't have gone in there. I thought you were waiting outside.
In fact, sir, you told me to go in.
Don't talk rubbish, man. Anyway, you'd better stay there now and wait for her to come out.
Yes, sir. How's Mr. Henson getting on, by the way?
Will you be having something to drink now, sir?
Oh, no. I'll wait for my friend to get here, I think.
Then may I suggest the sidewalk outside? It's perfect for your purpose, being absolutely free.
Excuse me a moment.
Well, Henson, how's it going?
A bit quieter, please, sir. I'm sitting in a bar. I don't think I'll be able to stay here much longer,
sir. What? Where's David Peterson?
He's just sitting, smoking a Marlboro and reading the Daily Planet. The thing is, I won't be able to stay here unless I have a drink.
Can't you control yourself, mate? Are you an alcoholic or something?
No, sir. It's just that I won't be allowed to stay in this bar without drinking. And I'm not allowed to drink when I'm working. Do you see the problem, sir?
You have my permission to drink.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Just stay there as long as Peters does and have as many bloody drinks as you like, but watch him, okay? And get back to me as soon as anything happens.
Excuse me? I'll have a beer, please.
At last, with pleasure, sir.
Another beer, please.
Straight away, sir.
Take another one, please.
Whatever you say, sir.
Excuse me. Another one of these, please.
Don't you think you've had enough, sir?
You see, my friend, it's just that I mustn't let anyone notice me or cause any suspicion. Oh, must answer that. Where did I put my phone?
Henson, what's happened? Are you being attacked?
No, sir. I just fell off my chair, that's all.
You're drunk. What's Peters doing now, anyway?
Oh, the same as usual, sir. Just sitting and... Oh, jeez, he's gone. Where's he gone? The young man with a mustache. Where is he?
What's it to you, sir?
Henson, what's going on?
Gotta find him. Out of my way! Excuse me, have you seen a young mustache with a... I mean, a young man with a mustache?
Yo no hablo inglés.
Henson, what are you doing?
Excuse me, I'm looking for a tall, slim young man with fair hair.
Aren't we all, darling?
Henson, what's happening?
I'm sorry, sir. I've lost him. I'm no use, sir. You can't trust me to get anything right.
Get a hold on yourself, man. Go back to his apartment and wait for him there. Report back to me when you reach Mount Street.
Can I have some change for the jukebox, please?
Here you are, 4 quarters.
Thanks.
Excuse me, is there a phone booth here?
Sure, it's over there. Oh, by the way, there was a guy here.
Yeah? What about him?
Oh, nothing. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Washington International School of Languages. Jane speaking. Can I help you?
Hello. This is David Peters.
Sorry, sir. I'm afraid I didn't quite catch that.
This is David Peters here. I'm not very well today.
Oh. Hello, David. I can hardly hear you. Where are you calling from?
I'm in the hospital.
In the hospital? What's all that music?
Oh, one of the nurses is having a party. Look, I won't be able to teach my classes today. I'm really not at all well.
Oh, I see. There was a message for you from a young lady, by the way. But perhaps I should leave it to your feeling better.
Oh, who was it from? You never know.
It was from a former student of yours, a Miss Aiko Tamura.
Oh, really? What did she say?
She just called to say she was in Washington for a few days, staying at the Terminal Hotel. And she'd very much like to see you if you're free.
Oh, great. Yeah, sure. I'll go and see her as soon as I feel better. Thank you, Jane. I'll go back to bed now. So, Aiko would very much like to see me. Wonder what she looks like these days. Well, it'll certainly be more fun than going home.